Now then, who spotted the question? What's the important question that was asked right at the end about Jesus? Who can this be? Now, who was on the smuggler's trail yesterday? Quite a few of you were. Now, in the little talk that we had just at the end, I was asking people to think about the most important question. And this morning, what I want us to think about is not the most important question, but the most important answer. The most important answer. Now, if you were walking around the park yesterday on our smuggler's trail, you'll have come across certain people and you had to ask them a question and they would give you an answer. And unless you got the answer from them, you'd have struggled to continue on the trail because they had some important information to give you. Who can remember any of the people that you had to look out for and ask a question? Can anyone remember who was out there in the park? Nathan? Joshua? Malcolm? Cliff? So, the first one that we had to watch out for was Mr. Birdwatcher. And this is who we saw. I think by the time we'd finished, Malcolm had to have the binoculars surgically removed. Who can remember the answer Malcolm gave? Who can remember what he had seen? Rebecca? Two ducks and a moorhen. I didn't remember that. Is that right? Is Malcolm here? Where's Malcolm? Four ducks. Malcolm was struggling to remember. Four ducks and a moorhen, apparently. And then we had to go up the secret pathway. Who got the fright of their lives in the secret pathway? Be honest, if you got the fright of your life in the secret pathway. I know little Chloe did. Because as we were walking along the secret pathway, someone jumped out in front of us. And we had to ask Mr. Lion a question. And Mr. Lion had an important answer that helped us on our way. And then if proof were needed that children should not be allowed out in the park on their own, we came across this man. There you go. And the very friendly gardener had some answers for us as well. And he helped us. I don't know how much gardening he did, but he got through a flask of tea. Now, the gardener had some important answers for us as well. And without his help, we wouldn't have been able to carry on the trail. Sometimes questions and answers are really important. They were important yesterday on our smuggler's trail. And in the story that we've just read in Mark's Gospel, after Jesus has stilled the storm simply by speaking his command to the weather, the disciples find themselves asking a very obvious question. And I suspect it's a question that all of us would have asked if we'd been there. Who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Who can this be? And do you remember, if you were here yesterday, we remembered a question that Jesus himself asked his disciples. So they've asked the question, who can this man be? And on another occasion, Jesus said to them, who do you say that I am? And we considered yesterday that that is the most important question that anyone can consider. It's the most important question that anyone needs to answer. Who do you say Jesus is? Now, I've faced lots of questions over my lifetime, and a lot of you have too. I'll face a lot more questions in my lifetime. and so will you. But none of us will ever be faced with a question that's more important than this one. Who do you say that Jesus is? Because how you answer that question will not only affect how you live the rest of your life here, but how you answer that question will affect how you spend all of eternity. Who do you say that Jesus is? Well, that was the most important question that we thought about yesterday very briefly. And this morning I want us to consider the most important answer. What is a good answer to that question? Well, I believe we can find a good answer to that question in John's Gospel, chapter 6. One of the disciples, Simon Peter, he's the one who tends to speak up most readily of all the disciples. In John 6, verses 68 and 69, you find him saying these words, "Lord, you have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And I want to suggest that the most important question in the world is this one: who do you say that I am? And I want to suggest to you that the most important answer to that question is this: you have the words of eternal life. I have come to believe and know that you are the Christ. You are God's chosen one. You are God's anointed king. The one who came to be Messiah. The one to save me from my sins. The Son of the living God. Now, if Jesus has the words of eternal life, what did he say? What was it that Jesus said? Jesus has the words of eternal life. That should make anybody and everybody sit up and take note. Jesus has the truth concerning eternal life. What is it that Jesus has said? Well, let me consider one verse with you first of all. Jesus has the words of eternal life. Jesus said, the Son of Man. That's the title he uses for himself. So that's like Jesus saying, me. I have come. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus has the words of eternal life. And he's come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, has anybody ever lost anything? Has anyone ever lost anything? Hugh has. Has he? Have you lost something, Hugh? What have you lost? Your memory, yeah. Wait till you get to my age. We've all lost something sometime or other. Has anyone ever been lost? A lot of people can remember when they've been lost. Hugh's definitely been lost. Yeah. We've nearly all been. Nathan's been lost. Joe, you've been lost. Where were you when you got lost? You wouldn't know, would you? Where were you when you got lost? Do you remember? In a forest. Two Nathans have both been lost. When were you lost? In a supermarket? Can you remember? It's not Nathan, is it? In a shop. In shops. I got lost. I can't remember how old I was. I was only young. I was about 5 or 6. I'd been taken to the Liverpool show by our next door neighbours. And I got lost. They must have been frantic. I can remember vividly sitting in the tent waiting to be found. And I was found. It was a horrible feeling to be lost. It's a horrible feeling when you lose something. Jesus said, I have come to seek and save that which is lost. Most of us never think of ourselves as being lost. But Jesus said, every single person in this whole world is lost. They're lost. They've lost themselves. They've lost themselves from God because they've wandered far away from Him. Sometimes they're quite content in their lostness. But Jesus says they need to be rescued and saved. And that's what I've come to do. And without me, if I don't find them, no one ever will. And they'll remain lost forever. And they'll remain lost for all eternity. But Jesus has the words of eternal life. And He's come to seek and to save. So that for all eternity, they might be saved. That's why Jesus has come. And if you've never turned to Jesus, then you need to, because He's come to save those who are lost so that you can have everlasting life. And without Him, you will remain always lost. Jesus said something else. He's the one who has the words of eternal life, and this is what He said. The Son of Man, there He goes, using that title for Himself again, did not come to be served. Now you would imagine that if Jesus is God, then surely He is the one who everyone else ought to be serving. And in a sense, that's very true. But when Jesus came into the world, He said, I haven't come to be served. I haven't come in the sense that most people would imagine I would as God. I've come to be the servant and to give my life as a ransom for many. That's what Jesus said. He's got the words of eternal life. He's come to give His life a ransom for many. Why has He done that? Well, to pay a ransom means that if someone is being held captive, a price is paid so that the captive can be set free. And Jesus says, that's exactly what I've come to do. Because you're all being held captive. Not only are you lost, you're being held in your lostness. And you can't rescue yourself. And so I've come to free you from that captivity. But there's a terrible price that has to be paid. And I've come to pay that price myself. I've come to give my own life as a ransom for you so that you can be set free from your sin. Jesus has the words of eternal life. I've come to give my life for you. That's how we have eternal life. Because Jesus has paid the price for our sins. One final thing that Jesus said. He's got the words of eternal life. Assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Though he may die, he shall live. Now, that was the confession of the disciple Simon Peter. We have come to believe and know that you are. That's what it's all about. We have come to believe and know that you are, said Simon Peter. And Jesus says, he who believes in me. What does that mean? To believe in Jesus. Well, it means, first of all, recognizing that what he's saying is the truth. But next, it means that you actually trust your whole life and your whole eternity to that truth. And you turn to him. And you trust in him. And you turn from your sin and you say, yes, I believe that you are the only Savior. And that you will forgive all my sins. And that they can be forgiven. Because they are already forgiven because of your death. Because you have paid the price. You have been the ransom. It's already done. And I believe that that's true. And if I trust in you and turn to you, and if I recognize that there's nothing that I can do, but only you, and you've already done it, that I can have everlasting life as well. And I'm going to believe in that and live the rest of my life trusting it. And even on my deathbed, I will believe in you and know that these things are so. And Jesus said, even though you may die. And when he says that, he's talking about our physical death in this world. Even though you will still die in this world, you will live. You will live with him in heaven forever. Jesus has the words of eternal life. The most important question in this world that you will ever face is, who do you say Jesus is? The most important answer you can give is the same one that Simon Peter gave. You have the words of eternal life. And I will believe in you. And I will trust in you. And I will live the rest of my life following you and serving you and loving you. Because you are the only God and Savior. Who do you say Jesus is? Jesus said, "He who believes in me has everlasting life. Though he may die, yet he shall live." Will you trust in the Lord Jesus this morning if you never have before? He's come to seek and save lost ones. He's come to pay the price for our sin that we might be forgiven. And he's come to assure us of a home with him in heaven forever. Eternal life is assured through this Jesus. Who would you this morning say that he is?